web address, remember, is pcrosa.net. And when you get there, you click on CIS 120. Does somebody want to get the door that I carefully opened? Because it's loud out there. I've added the times that my SI, student instructor, is going to be available for help. And this is a schedule for now, but we'll see and change it. If there are times that you would like, you can email me and give me some suggestions, and if it works into his schedule, we can make some changes. But this is the start. So he will be here today in this room from 2 to 5. Now, sometimes we get surprised at the beginning of the semester, and somebody actually has already booked this room, but they didn't bother to tell anybody, and et cetera, et cetera. So if there is a problem, you can go to the help desk, and they'll know where he is. And the help desk is in that big lab in the middle of the building here, in the middle of K building. And if he has to go to a different room, he will let them know at the help desk. So you can go in and ask for him. His name is Joe Fletcher. And you can add, there his name is, Joe Fletcher. And you can go in and ask for him, and they'll know where he is, okay? So I strongly suggest that if you're confused by anything, if you're struggling with anything, that you go in during that time. It's also a great time to go in and just quietly work. And then if you have a question as you're working, you can ask him. And it's a good time to go in, and if you set up a group of you that want to work together, you can go in during that time, and that is a nice time to meet as a group. I honestly find that people that go to him for help instead of struggling for a long time end up getting it much better and getting caught up, and it seems to work much better. There is also somebody from the tutoring center that's available in New Bedford. And I assume you go to the New Bedford lab. I asked him where, and he didn't get back to me yet. But it's Mondays from 11 to 3 and Wednesdays from 11 to 1. He's going to be in the computer lab in New Bedford. So if that's more convenient, he can also help you. I have office hours that I posted, and they tend to be somewhat overlapping with this, and also 10 o'clock on Monday morning. But you can see those. I will be posting the schedule once they've told me what rooms I have and everything. But I'm available as well. So that's the help things. Okay, we are going to go back into and look at the HTML that we were looking at last time. Is anybody here that wasn't here on Tuesday? Fabulous. Okay, so we looked at CSS list. We're going to look at headers now, which is the fifth one down. So we're looking at headers. And again, if you right-click and then pick View Source, you can see the code. Okay? So bring up the code on your screen and you can see it. So I've got, in this one, I wrote an H1 tag. And I closed the H1. And then I wrote an H2 tag and closed it. And inside the H1 tag, I wrote the words header 1. And inside the H2 tag, I wrote header 2. Okay, so those are headers. And headers basically get written in bold, and they get a blank line put after them. And you can see the different sizes that it generates. Header 4 there looks to be about the same as the normal text is. Headers 1, 2, and 3 are bigger. Headers 5 and 6 are smaller. So you can put headers on your page. okay? And that's how you do it. Questions? Okay, for some reason, okay, the next one. Is headers with CSS. So on this one, I've got the same headers, but I put some style in for the headers. So I've said, okay, my back body, my background color is going to be beige. Okay, so the background is beige. My default body is going to be brown, but I'm going to probably change that in a lot of places. Then my header one, so anything with a header one tag, is going to be written in red and aligned to the center. Anything that's written as a header 2 is going to be blue and aligned over to the right. Anything that is in header 3 is going to be green and in the center. And my UL is going to have everything red. So my UL is going to have everything red. The last time I said LI and I made the LI a different color, those were the LIs that went with both the UL and the OL. In this case, I just want the things associated with the UL, so I said color red for just the UL. If I said LI here, then all of them would have been red. Okay? So that's how I can add headers and how I can make the headers in different places on the page. Questions? Get a full screen of that. Okay. Whoops. Okay, the next one is going to be using an image. So now I've got my introductory page that we looked at last time, and I'm adding in image. Okay, so there's my image. Notice image is done with the command image source, IMGSRC. Okay, that's the image. IMG tells it it's putting up an image. And SRC stands for source, and it tells it the source, what image I'm putting up. Now, in my image here, I just put the name of the image, okay? So that means it is stored in the same directory as the page, in the same directory or folder as the page. Because I haven't given it any address information. It knows where it is right now. It's sitting in a particular folder or directory. It knows where the page is. I need to have the image in the same folder, same directory, so that it can find it. Okay? So here is where I am. I'm at pgrosa.net/cis17/html/html5, and there's my page. Okay, there's my page. My image is in that same directory. Okay, so if I click on where the image is, it's going to be in the same directory. On CSA GIF, it is in, just came up, and notice it's in the same directory. It's in pgrosa.net/cis17/html/html5, and then it's CSA GIF. So it's in the same directory as the page. Okay? So therefore, the web can find it because it's in the same directory. If you want to have it somewhere else, then you have to put the entire address in here so that they can find it. So you can put an address in there so that they can find the image, but you have to put in the address because it's going to look as the same folder that the page is in, and if it's there, it's fine, but if not, it doesn't know where to look, so I have to give it an address. And so I can put an entire address down there, starting with HTTP, and put a whole address if I want to. Or if it's in a particular subdirectory, I can list that subdirectory and do all of those kind of linking things. But essentially, for this particular project that you're passing into me, I would like to have the image in the same folder. So when you send me this project, you're going to attach the HTML page to the email that you're sending me. And you're going to attach the image to the same email so that you send me both. I have a directory for each of you on my computer. So I will put them in the same directory. And so you've got to have it set up. So being in the same directory, it can find the image. So you're going to send me both the page and the image. I'm going to put them in the same directory. And therefore, I can bring up your page and see your image because it will be able to find it. Okay? Any questions on that? Yeah?
Right. So will we just have to put it in like the same, like do we have to, like, I'm just going to use how to attach the image to that.
You just do an attach of the image. When you do the email, you know, depending on what email you're using, it has a place that you can click on to attach things. And so you're going to attach the page, and then you're going to attach the GIF or JPEG or whatever it is, the image, as a second attachment, and then send them both to me. Okay, so you're going to just put the image on as a second attachment. So whatever you're using for your email is going to have a place where you can click on to get attachments, to attach things. And you're going to attach them. Okay. So I'm going to look at one more thing, and then I'm going to have you try putting a header and an image on. Here is a centered image. Okay, so there is the centered image. And to do that, up in the style, I say image. So now I'm telling it the image that I want. I want it to display as a block, so I'm displaying it as a block. And I want the margin on the left set to auto, and the margin on the right set to auto. And in CSS, that means that they're going to be the same. And it will be set up so that the image will be centered. The left margin and the right margin will be the same, and the image will be centered. Okay? So, if you want to center the image, you put in the image. And then up in the CSS, you write the word IMG, which is the tag name. And then you tell it those three things. Then you want to display it as a block, then you want the margin on the left, and the margin on the right both set to auto. And that will mean that it gets centered. So, now what you do is I want you to take the page that you started, just a minute, take the page that you started on Tuesday, and let's add a header to it and an image to it. If you can't find the page you started, then start a new page and just put a header and an image on them. Okay, because we did the other stuff already. So put a header and an image on the page. Now, how you get the image is you can just find an image that you like, and I really will get eventually. To your question. So if I right click on this and I got save image as, so you can use my image if you want, or just right click on it and use save image as, or go find an image that you like and right click on it and say save image as. Okay, so that saves the image, save it in the same folder that your page is in, and then you can bring up that image as well. Okay, so take a few minutes and try that. Yes. If you want to make the image smaller, the best way to do it is to go into Paint. You can do height and width, but the way that actually is recommended is going into Paint and making the image smaller and then saving it under a different name after you've made it smaller. So that's the way that's recommended. You can also do height and width. And let me go find something with height and width.
I can show how to do it. I did it online.
Okay. You want to go see what she... Go over and see what she did. I actually don't know if I have one of those. Yeah.
For the font size where it says 2EM?
That means twice the size. If you look at W3 Schools, somebody asked about heights and widths. This is the other way that you can do it. Is you can say, here's my image. Alt, you don't need. Alt is a requirement that you're doing a web page professionally. It basically comes up with, if somebody can't see the image, it comes up with an alternate name for it. But if you want to resize it, you can use height and width. Like that, and that lets you resize the image. But professionally, it's better to resize it in Paint, because when it loads, if it has to resize, it takes time in the load time. And it's better to have the image the size that you want, and you can do that in Paint. Yeah.
I know you said you were going to go back to the link page.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Sure you didn't forget, sorry.
Nope. I just actually decided I'd do that at the end because there's three that kind of go together.
Okay.
But thank you. Keep it up. If you have questions, ask me or the person sitting next to you. Yeah.
For some reason, the computer won't recognize my USB that's in there. I put it in, and for some reason, I go into File Explorer to open it and look at my folders that are in there, and the CPU goes through and just stops working. So I have to end the task. I have no idea why it's doing that. It doesn't have a problem on any other computer. It leaves it on.
You might have sort of moved it around a little bit. Try moving it around.
It's in there. That's what this is. But when I go to click on it, the loading bar takes forever and it's never loaded.
They're having problems. That's all I can really say.
Because I know it's not.
Then I'd save it on my end drive.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll at least have it so we can go back to it. But, I mean, I assume something wrong with the way that particular connection to the computer.
Because I tried it on this computer too when it comes to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that, there goes that too. We'll just save it in the same directory. Did you save it? Okay, you gotta save that. Okay, you gotta give it a name and an extension. It's a PNG that has it. So you want to save a name and a PNG and have it in the same folder as your page. Is that in the same folder as your page? Want to save it, and so you can just move it. You can fix it there and then just move it so you make a copy. You can do a copy paste to get it into the right folder. Yeah. No. Somebody just asked, is it necessary to space in the curly braces? I just do it because I think it makes sense. You don't have to. Those can be over to the side. In fact, it all can be written in one line. Curly brace, color red, close curly brace. It all can be done in one line. Okay, so it's not fussy about things like that.
So, I have the name.
Okay, so you've got your pages. One of these is your page. Which one is that? Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's your page name is up there. Okay.
No, that's the picture of the
page. Oh, okay. So you've got your sources. Minecraft. Minecraft. Space. Division.
so I have to get rid of it and the way you saved it.
Yeah.
How you doing? Everybody got an image showing up on their page? If not, and the person next to you does, find out what they did differently from you. Question?
Yeah. I want to put an image next to each list item.
I think you can just put it right in the LI. The way I usually do is what I'm going to show you next is just a table. And that is that I set up a table and put cells that can be made invisible, and then put the number and then the image number, the name and then the image name and then the image.
Okay, and just one more time, I was going to place the image on.
Just write image source, that's why I was coming to. Hit this back up again. Okay, Okay, so when you want to put the image in, you just put down here, image, source, equals, and there's the name of the image. And it has to be in the same folder that the page is, same directory as the page is.
So I've got to save the image into my directory?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's going to be in the same folder as the page. If it's not in the same folder as the page, it can't find it, okay? Keep in mind, computers are dumb machines, okay? We have to tell them where things are. They can't find them by themselves. Well, they're really faster with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is kind of scary. So far. Stay tuned for the next one, a thrill-packed episode. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Image.png. And the page is an example. Okay, so now you've got, is the image dot PNG?
Pictures.
Yep. Okay, so it's image dot PNG. Right. Alright, go back. would take out. Take out the dog pen and also I would try to, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to take it out. And the other thing that you can try is image maybe a reserved word that it doesn't like you using all this pieces. Yeah. And call it. No, not that. I'm sorry. Go inside there. No, that was interjected. Okay, now go inside there. And there's in your example. And now put in your image in there. And call it image one or something like that. And put your image in there. And now you call it, wait a minute, now you call it image example. Let me see what this is. Which one is it? That's a GIF. So now, well, the GIF would be fine. Just have to write the example.gif. So in your page, go back. We're both getting confused at this point. Image, got example.
So you make sure it's saved in the same.
I'll come back and look at it, but I want to get going.
Yeah, you're saving that. That's why.
Okay. I'm going to move on, and if people are having problems, I will try to help you after I have moved on at the end. And Joe is here at 2 today, as am I. So at 1:45 today, we're both going to be in here and we can help with anybody that's having problems. Okay, so I am going to move on and look at the next thing, which is a table. Quiet, please. 'Tis my turn. What did I just do? Okay, here is a table that I've set up. And what a table does is it lets me have basically this kind of layout that I can put words and then images in and have them come up next to each other. And what I did here is I said, okay, I'm going to set up a table. So there's the word table. Okay, down at the bottom. Open this on your machines and you can see the code a lot better if you open it on your machine as opposed to trying to read it up here. So I have the word table. And then within the table, I am setting up a row. And there's a row going across. So I said TR, which stands for table row. And then underneath that, I tell what I want in that row. And I do that with the TD for table data. So table data on the first one says, this is the first cell of the table. So there's the words. This is the first cell of the table. And then table data for the next cell says, I'm going to put an image in there. Image source is CISA GIF. So I'm putting an image in there. So I put words in the first cell on the row, and I put an image in the second cell on the row. Now I'm done with the row. So so I close the row. Okay? Notice after each TV, I close the TV. And then I decided I wanted a second row. So I put in a second row with a TR, and I put in two TVs that said information. Notice also that when it makes the table, it kind of changes the size to fit the data. So this needed to go all the way across, so that cell now goes all the way across and has blanks, so that they have the divider in the same place. Okay? So it's set up a table, and that table has two rows, and each row has two cells in it. And the cells, one underneath each other, obviously, are the columns. So I said, okay, in setting this up, I've now got the table set up. I want the body of this page to have navy blue text. My paragraphs I want aligned in the center at 2 a.m. My LI I want green. Now, if you will notice, I left this in there even though I don't use it, just so I could remember to make that point. Okay, I was doing a lot of copying and pasting from the last thing that I did, etc. And I didn't use any LI here, but I copied and pasted, and there it ended up. And it doesn't do any harm, because I don't have any LIs. If I had an LI, then it would suddenly turn green, okay? It might surprise me. But since I don't have any LIs, it doesn't do any harm. So the point I'm making is it only uses that which it needs, okay? So then I said I wanted the table itself to have a border that is solid and thick. And you can see that solid thick around there. If you go and look up borders in W3 schools, they give you a load of different ways you can do borders. I chose solid thick. And then around my TV, and remember my TV is table data, it's the cells, I wanted a border that was solid and thin. So around each one of the cells, I've drawn a solid thin line, and that makes the table look good. Okay? So I've got the solid thin lines. If I don't put any border on, it will not have a border. Okay? It will still have the shape of the table, but it won't have any borders. So that's a nice way, if I have lists that I want to have a lot of information instead of just a list, I can set up a table and put in a lot of rows for the table. Questions? Yeah. No, somebody just moves that around. Okay. And this whole one is looking like that. And then I decided I wanted to have a table that I centered, so I have a center table. And the only thing I did there is I said, under the table, I want margin auto. Now, back when I did the image, I did margin left auto, margin right auto. If I put margin auto, that covers them both. So I can do it either way. So here I put margin auto, and that centers the table. It makes the image margins on either side the same. I kind of like the margin left, margin right more, and I could use that here because it kind of makes it more specific to me. Okay, the left and the right are the same. But you can do it either way. So what this has done for me is it has centered the table. So that's something else that you can add in. Now I'm going to look at the links a little bit, and then we'll talk just a little bit about what your homework assignment is. Okay, so I'm going up to the third one down, link page, which we skipped last time. So the third one down, which says link page. And I'm bringing that up. So here I've got two links, okay? And when I make a link, it automatically sets that color and does the whole business there, underlining and everything. I can change that, but we won't be doing that in this course. So if I do a right click and do my view page source, one of these links works and the other one doesn't. And one of them I link to another page and that one works. Here I say link to new page and it doesn't work because it doesn't exist. Or at least it doesn't exist in the place I can find it. Where do these two pages have to be? Okay, they have to be in the same folder that the current page is in. So here's the current page. The current page is in CIS 17. And then underneath it is HTML. And then underneath it is HTML 5. And in HTML 5, I have HTML 5 link page. .html, and I also have another page. .html. So in other words, this page has to be in the same folder, okay, as the page I'm currently on. Oh, that's really good. Okay, this is the current page. They have to be in the same folder. Okay, the current page and that, because I don't have an address for it. I just have the name of the page. So it has to be in the same folder. New page is not in here. Okay, this is not in the folder. So since it's not in the folder or directory, then I can't find it because it's not there. Okay, so I can't find it. So if I click on another page comes up. If I click on new page, it comes up with an error telling me it can't find the page. Okay? And the reason it can't find the page is because that page is not in the folder. Or I spelled it wrong, or I did something. It's very case sensitive. So a capital H and a lowercase h are not the same. And it will not find it. It's very case sensitive. And I strongly believe that you should not use embedded spaces in names. If you think about websites that you go to, they don't, on the whole, use embedded spaces in the name of the website. Okay? It's all one word. They use hyphens, they use underscores, they do something. I like to do the change case. So, change case at the beginning of a new word, or something like that. But you don't want to use embedded spaces. One of the worst things Microsoft did was introduce the concept of embedded spaces. And the rest of the world hasn't bought onto it. And so you don't really want to have embedded spaces. Okay, do you understand how this is working? questions? So now we're going to look at the next one. Whoops, not where I wanted to be. Okay, the next one I want is more links. Okay, so in this one I've got three links. The first one links to my page. So if I click that, it links to my page. Whoops, what did I just do? The next one links to a file that is in a subfolder. So there is its link. And the third one links to the first page about links. So it links back to that page that we were just looking at. Okay. So, if I click on the view source for this, okay. So when I did the link to my home page, I've got the whole address here, including the HTTP, okay? And that's the whole address. Notice that it's in this line, and I should have mentioned this on the last one. The way I do a link is an ahrefs, and I meant to mention that and didn't, so now I am. Ahrefs is what does a link. So I have an anchor, and then I say hreference, and then I close it. That's closing the A. So you can see that this is closing that. Then I write the words that I want to appear, and then I do the close of the A. Okay? So basically, I have this whole thing is the A. And then I write the words after it, and then I do a close of the A. Okay. And then I do a BR. So ahrefs has the link that I want to make. And that little greater than sign goes with that A over there. Then I write the words that I want to see. And then I close the A, and I want the next line down a line, so I do a BR. Okay. So the next one, if you look at it, I say go to a subfolder, and that's where you will find the page that I want. Go to a subfolder. Okay, so what we've got to start out with is we know that we're in CIS 17. And then we go to the folder called HTML. And then we go to the folder called HTML5. And inside that folder, we have this current page, HTML5, more links, .html. Okay, so now I want to link to the page that is called file in sub HTML5. And I tell it it's in the same place, except it's in a subfolder. So I am going to put a subfolder under here that is called sub-html5. So I go to this point, and then I find the subfolder. And in the subfolder, I will find the page that says file in sub-html5.
.html. Okay, so that is in a subfolder. So this is the subfolder. So I say first, go to the subfolder, and when you get to the subfolder, get this page. So I'm saying, go to the same place you are, which is CIS17HTML HTML5, go there. You will then find a subfolder, go into that, and then you can get the page. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yes.
Somebody said yes. Okay, we got one vote for it making sense. Anybody else? Oh, we got a few votes. Okay, the deal is it has to be able to find it. And so if I put this page out there, I got to be able to tell it where it is. Now I can put the whole address, HTTP, like I did with the first one there. Or I can say, well, wait a minute, it's the same. I want to go to CIS17, I want to go to HTML, I want to go to HTML5. But then I want to go into a subfolder. And so I can say, go to where you are for this page, and underneath there you'll find a subfolder. And in that subfolder you'll find another file that you need. Okay? You will be getting a lot more of this in the CIS 121 if you're taking that as well. They'll be getting a lot of addressing kind of stuff there. You don't have to set up anything this complicated, but if you do, this is how you can work around it. But you can always put the entire HTTP address in. And then you don't have to worry about getting so far. But again, what I'm saying is, I get to this, and then I go to this, and then I go to this, and underneath that is sub-HTML5. So I then go into that, and I'll find that page. The page called file in sub-HTML5. Okay. This page, HTML5linkpage.html, there's no address there, so where do I know that that is? It's in the same folder that the original page is in, because there's no address. So it has to be in there. So HTML5 link page is in here as well. That's in there as well, because it doesn't have any address information, so I know it's in the same page. Same folder, sorry. Yeah.
So if you're on that second page and you want to link back to the original page.
Stay tuned. I think your answer may be answered in my next example. If it's not, come back. So the next example is the last one. And on this one, I said link to my home page again, and it just links to my home page. Okay, guys, my turn. And in this one, I am saying, if you say dot dot, it means back up a directory. Okay, dot dot means back up a directory. So if I'm here and I want to go back, I say dot dot, back up a directory, and that's where you'll find this. So if I do the dot dot, I back up a directory and looking for the page. So that means I'm down below and I want to back up one directory. So I may be in the sub and I want to back, get out of the sub and back up. Then I'll find the page. Okay.
so the dot dot means backup. I'm presenting this to you just because it's information you should eventually know. If you finish 121 and this course and you don't know it, then you should go teach yourself somehow. But you should know how to maneuver around and find things and bring them up. And you should know how to do that. For the assignment that I'm giving you, you don't have to do any of that because you can put it all in the same folder. Okay, so this is just more information for if you are writing a sophisticated web page and you want to move around and go to different folders forward and backwards, you can do it. If you want to back up twice, it's dot dot slash dot dot slash. You do it twice and you can back up. Okay, so you can go into subfolders, you can go back out of the subfolders using the dot dot slash. Questions? Okay. We're going to look at your assignment now. HTML page to introduce yourself needs to include CSS. Okay. Now, you get to choose what you put in this. If you put in this the bare minimum, like two sentences, you're not going to get a great grade, obviously. In fact, you won't get any grade in two sentences. I would like you to include things like lists and tables and images. You don't have to include them all, but include a variety of things. Make a decent-looking page. And the page is to introduce yourself. So the image is supposed to be an image of you, so that I will slowly but surely start to learn who you are. I'm terrible with names. Most of these links work, some of them may not. I meant to check them and I got partway to checking some of them and didn't get it done. But essentially these are just references and you can find references out there that will work for you. So, what you're going to do is write a web page, and the web page is introducing yourself, and I want to know something about you. Okay, so you're going to read a couple of articles about time management and learning style, and that's why I said you don't have to read the ones that I put up there. You can read anything. But go find an article about learning style, go find an article about time management. This is not aligned very well, so I'm crossing out instead of underlining. Okay, so you want to read an article about learning style and time management. And I suggest you read a couple of them, at least two of them. They can be articles that I check, and I'll go home this weekend and make sure these links work. But they can be articles that I suggested or articles you find. Just do a search on time management. Do a search on learning styles. Okay? So first read the articles I suggested. I want you to read at least two of the articles in each category. And take a quiz on learning style. Find out what your learning style is. A lot of the articles have quizzes on them to find out what your learning style is. So take the quiz and find out what your learning style is. And report that back when you do the page. So now I want you to write a web page introducing yourself. It must be done with HTML that you write from scratch using Notepad. Okay? Include your name, include your major, and if you're in the CIS major and have an option, include that. Include a little bit about your background, what kind of jobs you've had. Is this your first semester in college? Include your goals or plans for after BCC. Why you came to BCC and chose the major. Include a picture of yourself. Include information you found out about your learning style and how you can use that to help in your courses. And the same with time management. Okay. And so include that in the page. And I want to see CSS, so I don't want to see just black and white. I want to see some color. I want to see some alignment. I want to see some different things. Okay? So I want this to be a good-looking page. You've got a week to do it. And you're going to send it in to me. Now, this week, you are sending me the page. Next week, you're sending me the page and the image. Next week, we will go over how to get these up on the web. And so at that point, you're going to have to put this information, both the page and your image, up on the web and send me the address so that I can find it out on the web. Okay? And we will do that, look over how to do that on Tuesday. So for now, you're sending it to me, and then next week you will be putting it up on the web.
This is due on Tuesday?
Thursday. Everything is due the Thursday after the week it was assigned. So it's due Thursday. Okay. And basically by midnight is fine. And in fact, 2 o'clock until the morning on Friday, I'm not going to check anyway. As I said, I take late things. But if you get in that habit, you're going to flunk the course. Because you're going to get yourself in over your head. And I've seen too many people do it to know that that doesn't happen. You're going to get yourself in over your head. So even if you don't get it done for an extra day or two, try to be as close to the deadline as you can. Okay? Extra credit. If you find some interesting articles and send me along with an explanation of what you thought was good about it. And I also included back over on the front page extra credit if you do 2 pages and you link them together, the way we've just been talking about linking. So if you divide it up into a couple of pages and you link them together and send me both pages, then you get lots of extra credit, actually. So extra credit for that, okay? So that's your assignment. If you are having problems, Joe is around this afternoon at 2, and I am as well. And you also will find that Joe is here on Monday and Tuesday. So you can come in anytime and see him.